箴言第九章第十节这么说。
In Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10, it
says, 敬畏神是智慧的开端。
And that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
我们早上就一起来思考分享这句话。
So this morning, and we will share and think about this verse.
智慧的源头在神。
And the origin of wisdom is God.
想得到智慧，就是敬畏真神。
And so if we wish to receive wisdom, then we need to fear the Lord.
主耶稣在世的时候也曾经比较过谁是比较聪明的。
And here, Jesus Christ has also made a parable, saying who is the most wise.
我们请看路加福音十六章第八节。
Listen to Luke chapter 16, verse 8.
路加福音十六章第八节。
Luke chapter 16, verse 8.Verse 8, so the master commended the unjust steward because he had dwelt shrewdly, for the sons of this world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light.
今世之子比光明之子更加聪明。
And here it says, the sons of the world are more shrewd in their generation than the sons of light.
属世的人比敬拜神的人比较聪明。
And so the people of the world are more shrewd than the people that believe in God, the sons of light.
但是主耶稣有说在哪方面会比较聪明。
But then Jesus Christ told them what areas are they more wise.
是世界上的事。
This is on the matters in the world.
今世之子属世的人处理世界上的事会比较聪明。
Because the unjust steward, and when they are dealing with things of the world, they are or have more wisdom.
为什么会这个样子？
And why is this so?
因为他们没有受到很多的约束。
Because they are not limited.
他们想怎么做就怎么做。
Because whatever they want to do, they can do however they wish.
创世纪的第四章第八节到二十四节这一段。
And so in Genesis chapter 4, verse 8 to 24, this passage.
该隐的后代发展出一个很文明的社会。
And we can see that the descendants of Cain were a very advanced, became a very advanced group of people.
该隐是亚当的儿子。
And Cain is a son of Adam.
亚当被神咒诅。
After Adam was cursed by God.
是只要努力就有得吃。
That they have to work hard and they will receive food to eat.
该隐被神咒诅。
And Cain was cursed.
再怎么努力还是没得吃。
And that no matter how hard he works, then he would still have no food to eat.
但是该隐他就去自己造了一个城。
And so however Cain went and set up a city.
他的子孙后来有很好的发展。
And his descendants later on became very advanced.
在饮食上，在居住这件事情上。是有很大的长进。
And in how they lived and in their food, all of these different aspects, they were greatly improved in their lifestyle.
有很好的方法。
And they had a lot of good methods.
在艺术音乐上，这是心灵的、精神上的一个帮助。
And their development in music, this was a very good for their mental health.
也是很有方法的。
And it was also, they had a lot of ways.
在生活上所用的工具，也有相当好的一个发展。
And in the tools that they used daily, they also had a great advancements in those areas.
但是他们的生命当中是充满的残忍，充满的自高自大。
However, there in their life, it was filled with violence and with pride.
这个就是主耶稣说的。
And this is what Jesus Christ said.
今世之子在世界上的事，比光明之子更加聪明。
And that the sons of the world are more shrewd than the sons of light.
主耶稣也曾经这么说。
And Jesus Christ also said.
在马太福音十一章十八节十九节这么说。
In Matthew chapter 11, verse 18 and 19. Verse 18.
不用念没有关系。马太福音十一章十八节跟十九节。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 18 and 19.
主耶稣说了一个结论。
Here is the conclusion that Jesus Christ made.
他说：“智慧之子以智慧为事。”
That wisdom is justified by her children.
主耶稣为什么讲这一句话？
Why does Jesus Christ say these words?
这句话是结论。
Because this is the conclusion.
因为前面啊有一些事情。
But because before there were some things that happened.
发生了一些现象。
And there are some results that
各说各的。
That every person was speaking accordingly.
每一个人所对所发生的事情都有他的看法。
Every person had their viewpoint about what had happened.
谁也不服输。
And so, and even God did not say anything.
都认为我说的才对。
Oh, sorry. No one thought that they were wrong. They all thought that what they said was right.
约翰来了，不吃不喝，你说他是被鬼附着的。
And so John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he is a demon.
耶稣来了，又吃又喝，你说他又是贪食好酒的人。
And when the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, came eating and drinking, they say he's a glutton and a wine bibber.
如果你是两边都听的人。
If you hear both sides,
请问你现在是要吃要喝还是不吃不喝？
Are you going to be eating or drinking or not?
你不吃不喝也有人批判，你不又吃又喝也有人讲你的话。
If you whether or not you eat or drink, people will speak badly about you.
所以什么叫做一个有智慧的人
？So what is a wise person?
判断正确。
Is a person who is able to make the correct decision.
选择正确。
And to make the right choice.
做法正确。
And what they do is correct.
也就是从结果来看，你的判断有没有正确。
And so to look at the results to see if your choice was correct.
智慧之子以智慧为事。
So that is why it says wisdom is justified by her children.
就是从她的行为来看出她有没有智慧。
So through their actions to see whether or not a person has wisdom.
因为用讲的不准啊。
And because what you say is not accurate.
你说一套，我讲一套。
If I say, you will say one set, and I will say one something else.
刚好讲的都刚好是相反。
And we might say things that are complete opposites.
我讲的跟你是相反的。
And what I say from you is opposite.
啊，是你对还是我对
？So are you correct or am I?
还是两个都对
？Or are we both correct?
还是两个都错
？Or are we both wrong?
啊，用讲的不准嘛。
Because what we say doesn't count.
等结果。
So we have to wait until the results.
你怎么选择
？How you choose?
怎么做法？
How you act,
就有什么样的结果
？There will be a consequence or result.
结果是对的。
And if the result is correct,
它表示你是有智慧的人。
That means that you have wisdom.
所以当初夏娃被骗就是这样。
And so this, when Eve was tricked, it was like this.
哦，在创世纪第一章啊，第三章一节到六节这一段。
And from Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 6, this section.
蛇跟夏娃对话。
The serpent speaks to Eve.
蛇对夏娃说
And the serpent says to Eve,
你吃善恶果不一定会死
That if you eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not die.
你如果吃了善恶果，眼睛就明亮了
Rather, when you eat it, your eyes will be opened.
变什么叫眼睛明亮，就是心里就明白的。
And so for the eyes to be open is for the heart to understand.
明白什么?
And what do they understand or know?
蛇跟他讲，你还没有吃，所以你不知道。
And so the serpent tells her, oh, you haven't eaten it, and so that's why you don't know.
你吃了之后，你就心里明白了。
And so after eating of the fruit, then your heart will, eyes will be opened.
原来吃了善恶果之后，会像神一样，知道善恶。
Because once you eat of the fruit, then you will be like God, knowing good and evil.
就是像神那样有智慧了。
And so it's to be like God, to have wisdom.
这么吸引人的话。
And so these are words that are very enticing to people.
夏娃没有做一个判断。
And so Eve had to make a decision.
反而去看善恶树上的果子。
And oh, she did not discern, but she looked at the fruit.
她一看。
And she saw.
他马上有一种，他马上有很多的感受。
And she immediately had a lot of feelings towards this.
他说这个善恶果是可以做食物的。
She saw that the tree, that the fruit was good for food.
一定是很好吃的。
It must be delicious to eat.
这个善恶果是很可喜悦的。
And it's one that it is desirable.
这个善恶果是可喜爱的，是可恋慕的。
And something that would make you want to have it.
这个善恶果吃了下去会使人有智慧
And in eating this fruit, then you will have wisdom.
多么耸动的吸引力啊
So you can see how enticing it was for her.
因为她已经接受别人的一个说法
Because she has already accepted someone else's how they saw what they said.
别人要怎么说，你没有权利干涉。
So you have no, you cannot. There's nothing you can do about what other people say.
你要怎么听，那是你的事。
But how you listen to it, that is, your decision.
你要做什么样的决定，你自己负责。
And whatever decision you have made, you will have to bear the consequences.
所以他就伸手摘了善恶果，吃下去了。
And so she took of the fruit and ate it.
就违背神的命令。
And in doing so, she disobeyed the commands of God.
又拿给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。
And she also gave it to her husband, and her husband also ate it.
罪就从一人入了这个世界。
And in this way, the sin entered into the world.
何等大的代价！
And what a great price that they had to pay.
一个观念问题。
And this is an issue of a principle that
害死自己。
That they harmed themselves.
害死很多人。
And they harmed many people.
也害死神。
And they even
让神吃亏了。
They harmed God and put God's name to shame.
神没有得到荣耀。
Because God's name was not glorified.
一个观念，一个动作。
And so through this one thought and this one action.
不是智慧的。不是只有智慧问题。
It's not just an issue of wisdom.
那个后果是不堪设想的。
But this, the result of it, the consequence is unimaginable.
所以从圣经的立场来看。
So from the Bible we can see.
这个智慧有分两种。
That wisdom there are two kinds.
我们请看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
第三章。
James chapter 3.
从十三节看到第十八节。
From verse 13 to 18.
雅各书三章十三节到十八节。
James chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. Verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. 14. But you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts. Do not boast and lie against the truth. 15. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. 16. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and evil thing are there.17. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. 18. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
有从上头来的智慧，有不是从上头来的智慧。
So there is wisdom from above, and then the wisdom that is not from above.
智慧的源头不一样。
And so the origin of these two wisdoms are different.
结果绝对不一样。
And so the consequence or the result of these are different.
过程绝对不一样。
And the process of these two are also different.
所发生的现象也会不一样。
And so what are the results of these two wisdoms are also different.
谁是有智慧的呢？
So who is a person who has wisdom?
他要从他的结果来看。
You need to look from the result to see.
他做了什么事？
What have they done?
他决定了什么事?
What decisions have they made?
结果是如何?
And what is the result?
那才可以知道他有没有智慧啊。
And so it's from these that we are able to tell whether or not a person is wise.
不是从上头来的智慧。
If it's not wisdom from above,
你看到的就是嫉妒纷争。
All you will see is division and strife.
因为这不是从上头来的智慧，它是属地、属情欲、属鬼魔。
Because this wisdom is not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic.
智慧的源头不同。
And so the origin of this wisdom is different.
结果不同。
And so the consequence is different.
因为它是不同的属性。
Because it has different nature.
它属这个世界的智慧。
And because this is a wisdom that is from the world.
属情欲的。
And it is follows their lusts.
用他自己的想法
using their own ways of thinking,
用他的生活经验
using how have they have lived, their experience that they have lived,
属鬼魔的
and it is demonic,
怎么会有好结果呢
how can this have a good result?
但是我们都是有生活经验的人
but all of us, we have experiences from our life,
我们也有工作经验啊
and we also have experience from our work,
我们在人生走了这么一大段的路程
and after walking for such a long period of time in our journey of life.
我们有太多的经验。
We have many, many experiences.
所以我们会不会根据我们的生活经验去做任何的判断，任何的选择？
And so will we use our life experiences as a basis for our decisions?
那就看结果是不是因为嫉妒纷争去做判断的呢？
And then we need to look at whether or not we're making that decision based off of envy and strife.
是为了反对而反对，是为了赞成而赞成呢？
Are we just saying to disagree or to agree to agree?
还是为了某些目的？
Or do we have some kind of ulterior motive?
还是有不同的动机？
Or a different type of reason why we do it?
所以十七节就这么说的。
And so in 17 it says,
从上头来的智慧。
That the wisdom that is from above,
它的 特性是什么？
And what kind of characteristics it has?
他说先是这里有讲七个特性。
Here there are seven characteristics.
他说首先是清洁的。
The first is pure.
也可以讲它是很单纯的。
Or very innocent.
它是纯一的。
There is only one.
好，从上头来的智慧，它的特性是这样。
And so this is the wisdom that is from above. This is one of its characteristics.
单纯的说。
It's very simply.
单纯的想。
It's very innocent and very simple.
站在神的立场想。
That they think from the perspective of God.
站在教会的立场想。
And they stand from the perspective of the church.
站在造就教会的立场想。
And they make is from the perspective of helping the church.
再来是和平。
The next is peaceable.
我们先讲和平好了。
Let's just talk about peaceable.
哎，有上头来的智慧，它是和平的。
And so this wisdom from above is peaceable.
它为了要去区分那个嫉妒纷争。
In order to be different from the bitter envy and strife,
因为它不是从上头来的。
Because that is not from above.
它是属魔鬼的。
That is belongs to Satan.
它属情欲的。
And to earthly lust.
它属这个世界的。
And belongs to the world.
好，所以它没有和平。
So it's not peaceable.
它也没有平安呐。
It doesn't have peace.
啊，只有扰乱和各样的坏事。
It's only an envy and other wrong deeds.
那如果是和平呢？
But what about peace?
十八节就解释了。
In 18, it tells explains further.
使人和平的。
It is allow peace to be those who make peace.
就会看到和平的结果。
Then we'll see a peaceful result.
从结果看有没有和平。
And so we will look at this result to see whether or not the wisdom was peaceable.
以弗所书怎么告诉我们？
And what does the book of Ephesians tell us?
那边第六章哦，他那边在叫我们要穿全副军装。
And Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that we need to put on the Christian armor.
穿上福音的鞋。
The armor of God, and to put on the gospel, sandals of the gospel.
传平安的福音。
And to preach the gospel of peace.
哦，也就是说，我们走到哪里，那里就有平安，那里就有和平。
Meaning that wherever we go, there will be peace.
哦，不会因为你走到哪里，那里就有扰乱，那里就有纷争。
Not saying that wherever you go, there will be division and strife that follows you.
这叫做和平所栽种的义果。
And so this is what it means to have a fruit of righteousness that is sown in peace.
说有神智慧的人。
So those who have the wisdom of God.
他是一个和平的。
They are at peace, peaceable.
他是平安的人。
They are of peace.
再来是温良柔和柔顺。
And the next is they are gentle and willing to yield.
这是一个温柔的人。
So this is a gentle person.
温柔不是什么都没有意见。
So to be gentle doesn't mean that you do not have any opinions.
他是很清楚他在说什么，他在讲什么。
And you are very clear about what you are saying and what you are doing.
他是有他的坚持的。
And they know what it is that they must insist upon.
但是坚持什么就很重要了。
And however, what they insist upon is very important.
但是他不会跟你发脾气。
But they will not get easily angered at you.
满有怜悯，就有怜悯的心。
Because they are full of mercy.
他会想很多。
They will think a lot.
站在别人的立场想一些事情。
They will think on behalf of the other person.
站在神的立场，站在教会的立场想一些事情。
They will think on behalf of God and also on the church from their perspective.
设身处地。
And is to understand where they're coming from.
对，多结善果。
And that so that they can bear more fruits.
这种有神智慧的人。
So this is a type of person who is with wisdom.
就好像树栽在溪水旁一样。
And this is like a tree that is planted by the river.
哦，所以会处处结善果。
That they will be able to bear fruit continually.
得到造就。
And be continually edified.
得到好处。
And receive good benefits.
不是自己得到好处，得到造就，是也让别人得到好处，得到造就。
And it's not just they themselves that receive this benefit, but all the people around them are also benefited as well.
也让神得到荣耀。
And that God also will be glorified.
没有偏见。
That they are not partial.
就是没有刻板印象。
So meaning that they don't have any kind of stereotypes within them.
没有先入为主的观念。
And so they don't have that.
先入为主就是我认为你是什么就是什么。
Oh, meaning that oh, you they don't make they don't judge people very easily.
有一次主耶稣赶鬼。
One time when Jesus Christ was casting out a demon.
法利赛人说那没什么了不起。主耶稣赶鬼是靠着鬼王别西卜赶鬼。
And the Pharisee said that oh, this is nothing. A big deal because Jesus Christ was casting out demons because he is the prince of demons.
这因为他们对耶稣有偏见。
So this is because they had, they were judging Jesus Christ on who he was.
所以不管主耶稣做任何的事，他们都有意见。
Because so no matter what Jesus Christ did, they all had an opinion or something to go against him for.
任何的道理，他们都有意见。
Whatever teaching he was saying, they had an opinion about it.
他们不已经不管他讲的对不对，好不好。
They no longer care whether what he was saying was right or not, or whether it was good or not.
刻板印象。
Because they already had a stereotype about him.
传统印象。
And they already had a very traditional view.
所以没有办法去改变。
So they could not change themselves.
你自己没有办法改变就算了。
If you're not unable to change yourself, that is one matter.
你还干涉别人。
But if you look down or others,
用你刻板印象干涉别人。
Using your stereotypes that you have of them to look down upon them.
你这是真理吗？
Is this truth?
真理才不变嘛。
Because the truth is unchangeable.
如果它只是个观念。
If it's just one, it's just a concept.
只是你的生活经验。
If this is from your life experience.
只是你的一个知识。
Or if this is your own wisdom.
那跟这个有什么关系？
It's not related to this.
所以主耶稣说，不是啊，我若是靠着鬼王赶鬼，那你们的子弟靠什么赶鬼啊？
And so if I, so Jesus Christ says to them, if I am casting out demons as a demon, then what about your own ancestors?
你们怎么都没有在做分析啊？
How come you are not able to discern?
一个有智慧的人他会分析耶。
A person who has wisdom is able to discern.
你们到底对魔鬼懂清不清楚啊？
And so do you really understand about Satan?
魔鬼是很团结的咧。
That Satan, they are unified.
啊，既然魔鬼很团结，怎么会鬼打鬼，鬼赶鬼呢？
If Satan and his demons are unified, how can they cast each other out?
只有人才会这样啊。
Only man will do that.
人才会嫉妒纷争啊。
Only mankind will have strife and they will have envy.
魔鬼对他们自己的不会这个样子。
For Satan and his demons, they will not do this.
你不懂嘛？
Because you do not understand.
啊。那你不懂就批判别人。
So if you do not, when you don't understand, and then you judge others.
用错误的观点批判别人。
And then you use a wrong kind of concept to judge them.
偏见害死你。
And it is harming them.
所以有神智慧的人没有偏见。
So a person with the wisdom of God will not be partial.
哦，没有先入为主的观念。
And they don't, they are impartial and.
因为每一件事情每一句话你都要去做分析。
Because everything that they do, they will discern and they will look into it.
那没有偏见的人。
So a person without partiality.
就不会讲太离谱的事啊。
And they won't say things that are too extreme.
再来没有假冒。
The next is that they are without hypocrisy.
这是表演者啦。
That meaning that they are like to put on an act.
有神智慧的人不用表演。
Those who are the have the wisdom of God, they will not have to put on an act.
他是实在的。
Because they are genuine.
所以他不用再一般人说啊，见到鬼说鬼话，见到人就说人话。
That people have a saying that oh, when you see demons, you speak the words of demons, and you see man, then you see the words of man.
不用这样隐藏了。
So you do not need to hide yourself.
实实在在的。
They are honest and sincere.
这个就是有神，就是从上头来智慧的人，他们的特性。
And so these are the characteristics of a person that has wisdom from above.
从他们的动作，从他们所做的结果，可以看到这个人是有智慧的。
So from their actions and from the results of their actions, we can see whether or not this person has wisdom.
最后，我们讲一个实例。
Next, let's look at an example.
列王记上第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 3.
第七节到第九节。
1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7 to 9.
所罗门的智慧。
This is King Solomon's wisdom.
我们请看列王记上第三章。第七节到第九节。
1 Kings chapter 3, verse 7 to 9. Verse 7. Now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I do not know how to go or come in, 8, and your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people too numerous to be numbered or counted. 9, therefore give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil, for who is able to judge this great people of yours?
所罗门向神求智慧。
So, Solomon asked God for wisdom.
希望得到神所给的智慧，可以判断百姓，辨别是非。
So that through the wisdom that God has given to him, he will be able to discern between good and evil.
因为他是一国之君。
And because he is the king of this nation.
他要治理整个国家。
He has to carry this whole nation.
他需要神给他智慧。
He needed God to give him wisdom.
来做好治理国家的事情。
To carefully take care of the matters of this nation.
神也给他了智慧。
And God also gave him wisdom.
好，所以他在一次的啊诉讼案件当中。
And so in one of his rulings.
圣经为了彰显所罗门的智慧。
In order for the Bible wanted to show Solomon's wisdom.
就用一个案件来凸显。
And he used one ruling to show.
相信所罗门不只是有判。审判一个案件。
And I believe that Solomon must have had more than one case that he had to judge.
但是这个案件是比较典型的，可以作为啊说明的。
And however, this case was special and can be used to explain very clearly.
两个妈妈抢一个孩子。
That two mothers, they all fought over one child.
他可以用几句话就做审判。
He could have used a couple words to make his judgment.
把孩子交给孩子的妈。
That he could have given the child to his mother.
这叫做智慧。
This is wisdom.
因为他听了两个妈妈的叙述之后。
Because after he heard what the two women were fighting about.
然后说了一些话。
And he spoke some words.
然后两个妈妈的反应就不一样。
You can see that the two women had two different reactions.
这个时候，所罗门就知道孩子的妈是谁。
And in this at this moment, Solomon knew who the mother of the child was.
这叫做智慧。
This is wisdom.
所罗门的智慧。
And so Solomon's wisdom.
可是我们后来发现，他的智慧怎么变质了？
But if we look at later on, how did his wisdom change?
因为已经离开敬畏神是智慧的开的源头。
And it is because he left the how he, of the fearing of the Lord, and that was the beginning of wisdom.
所以列王记上十一章。
So in 1 Kings chapter 11.
第九节到十一节。
Verse 9 to 11.
神责备他。
And the Lord rebuked him.
神将他的政权收回来。
The Lord took away what the authority that had been given to him.
因为他已经离开敬畏神。这个位置
Because he had already stopped fearing the Lord.
他娶一千零一个妻妾。
And he had 1,001 concubines.
他没有效法他父亲，专心顺从神。
And he did not follow in his father's footsteps in keeping the commandments of God.
他惹神发怒。
And he provoked the Lord to anger.
神曾经两次向他显现。
The Lord had appeared to him twice.
神赐给他智慧。
And gave him wisdom.
他虽然把国家治理得很富强
，and so even though he had allowed the kingdom to be very prosperous，
这是凭着神给他的智慧
，and this is through the wisdom that God had given him。
可是，在宗教信仰这个区块
，but in terms of his religious religion，
他失败了
，and he failed。
他被神责备了
，and he was rebuked by God。
他的政权被神夺回了
，and the authority that was given to him was taken back by God。
当他选择娶，他选择第一次结婚的时候
，When he first chose to marry，
列王记上第三章第一节
，In First Kings chapter 3 verse 1 it says，
他娶法老女儿为妻
，He married Pharaoh's daughter。
以色列中没有一个适合你当太太的人吗
？That is there no one in among the Israel people of Israelites that you could have married？
你为什么会选择当时很强的国家埃及？法老的女儿为妻呢
？Why would you have made taken Pharaoh's daughter and married her? Because she was one. They were one of the most strongest nations at the time.
动机是什么
？And what is the motive behind this?
婚姻外交啊。
And this is to make an alliance through marriage.、嗯、
他还没有求智慧，就已经很聪明了。
Before he even asked for wisdom, he was already very smart.
他又求智慧，神又给他智慧。
And after asking for wisdom, God even gave him more wisdom.
可是后来你为什么要娶了一千个人呢？
Then how come afterwards you still took another 1,000 concubines?
你为什么要让他们带着他们要拜的偶像来呢？
And why do you allow them to bring their idols with them?
你是为什么要帮他们盖了庙寺呢？
And why
寺庙呢？
And why did you build temples for their gods?
你为什么要容许百姓去拜他们的神呢？
And why did you allow the people to worship these idols as well?
你是一国之君。
So you are the king of this nation.
你有这个权利，当然你也要有这种责任。
So you have this authority, and so you also have this responsibility.
你为什么做这种决定呢？
Why did you make this decision?
这种决定就是没有智慧的决定。
Because this decision is one without wisdom.
惹神发怒的事怎么会有智慧呢？
Because to provoke the Lord to anger, how can this action be wise?
这个就是可惜的地方啊。
And this is the very pitiful part of this.
刚开始，所罗门也是蛮敬畏神的。
Because in the beginning, Solomon really feared the Lord.
说他跟神建立一个很密切的关系。
And so he had a very intimate relationship with God.
所以神向他显现了。
That is why God appeared to him.
他也得到神赐福给他，得到智慧。
And God even gave him wisdom.
怎么会不知不觉当中离开，慢慢离开神很远了？
So then how did he slowly depart farther and farther away from God?
因为没有专心顺从神。
And that is because he was not faithful and in his obedience to God.
没有专一跟从神。
And he did not faithfully follow God.
所以慢慢离开。
And so he slowly departed.
不知道。
I don't know.
他允许百姓去拜这些偶像。
Why he allowed the people to worship these idols and other gods.
圣殿还是在啊。
Because the temple was still there.
圣殿该有的献祭，该有的活动，该有的拜神活仪式，通通存在。
Because all the sacrifices and feasts were still there and happening at the temple.
你一方面敬拜真神。
So in one area, they are worshiping the true God.
你另外一方面容许百姓去拜偶像。
However, on the other hand, he still allowed the people to worship idols.
神跟你们立约是什么样子的呢？
How was God's covenant with them?
只能拜独一真神。
They could only worship the one true God.
这是你所罗门的信仰。
And this is the faith that Solomon had.
这是神跟你们立约的。
And this is the covenant that God had made with his
people. 你怎么可以毁约呢？
How can you break this covenant?
你违背约定呢？
And you have broken the conditions of this covenant.
这个问题很大。
And so this is a great issue.
所以我们今天在信仰上。
So today in our own walk of faith.
会不会因为这个样不知不觉当中也离开神很远呢？
Will we be like this, that unknowingly we have drifted farther and farther away from God?
显不出智慧来。
That we're unable to show our wisdom.
表面上我们还是聚会啊。
Because on appearance we are still coming to service.
表面上我们没有去拜偶像啊。
That on the surface it doesn't seem like we are worshiping other idols.
表面上我们没有犯罪啊。
And on the surface it doesn't seem as we are sinning.
可是有时候我们会不知不觉当中陷在里面。
However, sometimes unknowingly we will fall into this trap.
做出没有智慧的事。
And we will do things without wisdom.
曾经有一度哈，很多人在那个是一个潮流嘛哈。
And once there was a trend of the time.
大家在收集各国的文物。
And at the time people were collecting the artifacts of different countries.
把它当成艺术品。
And so that they become works of art.
那有个弟兄。
And so one brother.
因为他跟我们。他本来是没有信耶稣。
And this brother before was not a believer yet.
因为在工作上、生意上的来往，跟我们教会的弟兄来往，所以就认识我们教会的弟兄。
But through his business, he came to know one of the brothers from our church.
就带他们全家来慕道，来受洗信耶稣。
And this brother brought this him to the church along with his family to come be baptized and believe.
因为他是一个室内设计师。
So he was an interior designer.
所以比较有艺术眼光。
So he had an artistic eye.
所以他把很多东西都当成艺术品。
And so he took many things to be as works of art.
比如说泰国的四面佛。
And for example, this idol in from Thailand.
比如说中国的达摩。
Or a or a Buddha from China.
很多了哈，不只是这些。
So not just these, but there are many.
他有在做收集。
And so he was collecting these artifacts.
后来信耶稣了。
And after he came to believe,
in Christ,
he got rid of these idols.
可是有些东西他不愿意拿出来。
But there are some things that he was unwilling to remove.
那带他来信耶稣的这个弟兄很紧张。
And so this brother that came took brought him to come believe was very nervous.
每次到他家都一直跟他念。
Every time he went to his house, he would tell him.
因为好朋友。
Because they were good friends.
所以都直接说了。
So that he would say very bluntly.
后来信耶稣的这个弟兄
，However later on when this brother came to believe，
索性就不让他的朋友来了。
After he wouldn't allow his friend to come to his house anymore，
不让他来他们家。
Wouldn't allow him to come to their home，
因为到他们家之后
，Because after he came to their home，
你可以看到客厅
，You will see in their living room
有几幅的壁画，很大很大的壁画。
You can see many great paintings。
因为后来第二次除偶像，我有去。
Because the second time when I went to get rid of idols, I went.
他就是有一幅很大的壁画，那就是达摩。
And there was a very giant painting of Buddha.
哦，然后他们家里面还有一些小东西。
And of course, there are a lot of other tiny idols there.
包括四面佛。
As well as the Thailand idols.
他信耶稣之后。
And after he believed in Jesus Christ.
还认为那个就是艺术品。
He only thought of those as art things of art.
那教会也没有办法再做第二次处理。
And so the church could no longer take care of this matter.
因为没有，他也不让你处理。
Because he didn't allow you to take it down.
他认为我们为什么要这样的说法跟讲法？
And so he would wonder why must the church do and say these things to him.
我们只是告诉他说我们的神是祭血的神。
And all of we could say to him is that our God is a jealous God.
跟宗教信仰有关系的要特别注意。
And things that are related to other religions, you have to be very careful.
它又不是很单纯的艺术品。
And these are not very simply just artifacts.
它跟拜神有关系。
But these are actually items that are related to worshiping idols.
那是神所忌讳的。
And these are things that the Lord despises.
神不喜欢的，你怎么会喜欢呢？
The things that God dislikes, how can you like them?
后来他太太不平安。
So later on, his wife did not have peace.
精神状态不好。
And she was losing her mental health.
有一天他太太失踪了。
And one day, his wife disappeared.
过了几天之后。
After a couple days.
那个弟兄要跟他谈这件事。
And the brother once again brought.This matter to him.
你家里不平安。
Your household does not have peace.
跟你们家里的那个东西有那些东西有关。
It's because it's related to these artifacts that you have in your home.
现在他紧张了。
And so he became very nervous.
因为太太不见了。
Because his wife had disappeared.
找不到。
Couldn't find her.
所以我们就去除偶像。
So then they went to get rid of all the idols there.
把刚才所说的那些全部找出来。
They found all the idols and artifacts that they had in their house.
找了三大箱。
And there were three huge boxes of these.
他们家有三大箱跟拜拜有关系的东西。
They still had three full boxes of items related to idol worship.
他说没有，这是艺术品。
He said no, that these are all works of art.
太太失踪之后，我们去把它弄出来，去把它毁掉，他没有意见了。
And so after his wife disappeared, the church went to get rid of these items, and he had no opinion about this.
过了几天之后。
And after a couple days.
警察找到他太太。
The police found his wife.
但是已经过世了。
But she had already passed away.
他的太太在一个偏僻的地方。
His wife was in a very rural area.
上吊自杀。
That she and committed suicide there.
去认尸的时候。
And when they went to get the body.
脸已经模糊了，那个脸已经不见了。
That her face had already disappeared.
就是烂掉了。
Because it had already rotted away.
所以经过验尸。经过认尸验尸
，and so after an autopsy，
就埋葬哈。
And then they buried her。
不要跟神对抗。
So do not go against God。
敬畏真神。
To fear the Lord。
是智慧的源头。
It's the beginning of wisdom.
哦，当我们决定一件事情的时候
，When we have made a decision,
哎，我们要很注意啊。
We have to be very watchful.
我们这个智慧是从哪里来的
？But whether or not where this wisdom comes from.
我们为什么要这样认定
？And why must we make understand think about this?
这样认定跟神有关系吗
？Because in these decisions, it's related to God.
求神给我们智慧。
May God give us wisdom.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
144首。
144。
啊，我们等一下祷告完之后的副歌，我们要唱144首的啊副歌。
And at the conclusion of our prayer, we will sing the refrain of hymn 144.
我们唱4节。
We'll sing 4 verses.